This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Jeff Guskey. Dr. Guskey is sort of a renaissance person. He's a board-certified ER physician. He's a leader in ER. He's also done a ton of studying of interesting thoughts on COVID. He's also an artist. He's a historian. He's got a lot of titles he wears. He'll introduce himself briefly, and then we'll really talk about COVID today. Dr. Guskey, can you take a moment, 30, 60 seconds, to introduce yourself, give the audience some of your background, and then I'll tee up on questions related to COVID-19.
Yes, I'm an ER doc, fellow in the American College of Emergency Physicians, a National Geographic photographer and explorer, I'm a keynote speaker, and most recently my work was featured at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, and before that a large 18-month exhibit at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum on the Mall, and I was the first fine art photographer to document a hidden world of the Holocaust. That's how this got started, and that was 25 years ago, and that work's been on Broadway. So now I'm working night and day on COVID.
and tell us what you're seeing currently with COVID. What are you seeing? And just give us a little sense of how bad this is going to get and what can be done about it.
America is now blowing up. About 3 weeks ago, the U.S. broke above the previous all-time high of July 15th, reaching 81,000 daily new cases. And in 3 weeks, we've climbed over 230% to 188,000 new cases daily. And a month from now, we will likely be at 400,000 to 600,000 daily new cases. And there's no slowing down from there. Hospitals are running out of beds. The nightmare is only beginning, and we're looking at least 6 more months of COVID hell. Europe is the bellwether. 30 nations blew up. No one saw it coming. It happened in 8 weeks. They've been more rigorous than we have with masks, social distancing, protective barriers, obsessive cleaning, hand washing, lockdowns. None of the measures are working. Clearly, we're missing something.
And so what can work? Are we just sort of stuck until a vaccine comes?
No, there's tremendous hope, even better than a vaccine. So to frame this, what if the answer was right under our nose the whole time, hidden in plain sight? How could we miss it? Do you remember the movie, The Andromeda Strain? You know, same scenario. It's like we're living a movie, but it's not a movie. So the three most important words for leaders in this crisis are, I don't know. Being very upfront with what we know, what we don't know, and what we need to know. So I'm asking leaders to see danger differently and question everything and everyone, including me. I'm asking them to urgently question everything we're being asked to do now because none of the measures are working, the masks, social distancing, the barriers, the hand washing. And they aren't working because we've got the model wrong. Until you get the model right, you don't get COVID right. And it's all become dangerously politicized. So at this moment, entire nations are marching like lemmings over a cliff of societal self-destruction. And as I mentioned, it's all just beginning. So the problem is something called absolute humidity, not relative humidity, something we've never heard of. It's absolute humidity is simply the weight of water in the air measured in grams per meter cubed. When absolute humidity drops, COVID rises. And absolute humidity will be at Wuhan levels and worse for much of the next 6.5 months all across America, north to south, east to west, even in humid places like Houston, New Orleans, and Charleston, South Carolina. And this is why COVID in the U.S. is exploding and why it's just beginning and will be beyond anything we can imagine. So once you see absolute humidity for your location, COVID mass spread becomes totally predictable. And better yet, once you see the danger, you can mitigate the danger with simple, quick, very inexpensive measures. And then you can market the safety and reopen safely, and the economy will spring back with a vengeance. People are hungry for realistic hope and want their lives back.
And why is it that you had mentioned this, that everybody moves forward like lemmings, and, you know, and we all sort of have a sense, as we see numbers blow up in places where people are doing certain things, they're not doing certain things, We're all very worried about our healthcare workers, so we want to do what we're told to do. But we also know that numbers are blowing up, regardless of what the traditional wisdom is on what to do. Why is that?
Okay, so for me, it's as an explorer who's looked at World War I, the Holocaust, the Dreyfus Affair, you know, these are characteristics of that modern societies go through, blindness to danger that's right before our eyes, and the most well-educated people are often the most vulnerable, to say it bluntly. And I say that humbly. But we're facing a perfect storm. It's a threat we've never seen before. Our bodies have never seen it before. And doctors have never seen it before and never thought about the only thing that can save us right now, which is a different kind of herd immunity that we haven't even thought about. And it's what I call cell-mediated herd immunity. It's when everyone inside a building is immune all at once because they're all breathing the same air at the same time. So when indoor absolute humidity is 10 grams or above, COVID mass spread all but disappears. And this is why hundreds and hundreds of millions of people and entire nations have been spared from the pandemic. And so can I just add one other thing to the perfect storm? It's a little bit edgy, but is that okay?
Yes, but your point in this is right on, because what we've seen is that lots of climates, lots of places, they're not seeing anything like what we see. And part of that might be due to a different natural response. Part of that might be due to genetics, but part of that might be due to climate. And there's a whole bunch of reasons that could drive why a country is seeing it very differently than we are. Talk about that for a moment.
It's so clear. But can I just, this is just to put it in context, you know, the leaders must question everything, and because entire industries have been like deer in headlights. So it's there's an old leadership style that isn't working. It's the same, and I'm saying this in a very candid way. It's the same PC, CYA, look for cover, you know, from the CDC and the scientists and the multiple validated research studies, you know, to shield you from criticism type of leadership that's worked for years. But we're in an information desert. We're in a fog of war. And what we don't know far exceeds what we do know. And it will be that way for a while, and there's nothing we can do about it. And so we have to lead decisively, or basically we're dead. Our businesses are going to be dead, and the future is bad. But it's all very hopeful by doing the right thing. So I mentioned hundreds of millions of people have been spared. So Hong Kong is a perfect example. Same size as New York City, about the same population. As of this morning, they have lost 108 people since the beginning of the crisis. Their death rate is 14 per million. New York City has a death rate of like 2,850 per million, and they've lost over 24,000 people. Japan, a nation of 126.4 million people, death rate of 15 per million. South Korea, 10 per million. They've lost about 1,883 people. South Korea, 494. The U.S., 251,901 that's current through this morning. Bangladesh, one of the poorest places on earth, 38 per million. They've lost 2,628 people. 6,200 people. But they have a very, very low rate. Haiti, the same way. It goes to this metric that we're not seeing, which is absolute humidity. And it's very, once you see the data, it's so clear. And so what protects us is the air we breathe indoors. So it's a term no one's heard of. It's much different than relative humidity. And it's, as mentioned earlier, it's the weight of water in the air. So let me explain the model, and then you'll see why absolute humidity is so important. May I do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so size matters with COVID. The World Health Organization has told us that COVID spreads by micro droplets. Micro droplets are like a baseball thrown from one person to another. They have mass, velocity, inertia. They're almost invisible, but they're big enough that you can block them with a mask, like a baseball glove catching a baseball. You can stop them with a plexiglass barrier. And if you get far enough away from them, you're protected because gravity pulls them to the ground. But this is not working. And it's because the model is wrong. I believe it's aerosols, not micro droplets. And so aerosols are submicron particles. They aren't a baseball, but a cloud. Submicron particles are the only particles small enough to get deep into the lungs where the virus penetrates our body. Submicron particles have no significant mass, velocity, or inertia. They are so tiny, they float for hours to days. Trying to stop a submicron particle, Scott, with a mask or a protective barrier is like trying to stop a gnat with a chain link fence. They don't fall to the ground with gravity. They don't spread directly from one person to another like micro droplets. So imagine that cloud from the Sahara Desert, that crossed the entire ocean and came to America over the summer. That was an aerosol floating, not gravity, floating across the ocean. So a COVID-infected person who brings virus into an indoor space and creates the viral cloud may have left 10 hours before other people entering the same building walk into the COVID-19 cloud and get infected. The COVID cloud can float hundreds of feet across a large auditorium, around corners, down halls, through the ventilation system, one floor to another. They can move, as we talked about, one continent to another. Social distancing makes no difference at all with aerosols. You can't get rid of the cloud. I believe it's a myth that we can sterilize buildings of COVID with ventilation, cleaning, or gadgets. You can't re-engineer your way out of it. You can in airplanes, and that's why there have been no documented cases of mass spread on airplanes. And you might be able to do it in an operating room with positive pressure ventilation, but not in buildings. So the bottom line is that mass spread of COVID only occurs when we walk into a cloud of virus, when there's low absolute humidity. So it doesn't occur where people are breathing safer air in terms of mass spread. It also doesn't occur outdoors, because aerosols immediately disperse outdoors. And so bottom line is that when people in the poorest places on Earth, which are tropical places in many cases, are breathing absolute humidity air of 10 or greater, they have cell-mediated herd immunity and they're not getting the virus.
So I hear ya. And it all makes sense to me, and certainly the open mind as to ways to approach this makes sense, because right now we've got this war between blue and red states, and the blue states journal will say, oh, they're getting in the red states, and the red states will say, no, we're getting in the blue states. It all, of course, doesn't make any sense to me trying to figure out why some places are getting it more than others, other than people being outdoors more, even the places were outdoors more, like Texas and Florida got a lot of it this summer, but now
they've
got a little bit.
Yeah, it's all
what can we do?
It's a disinformation war. Okay, let me give you some hope. So there's a little town called Roma, Texas, that is right now, as we speak, and everyone will hear about it very soon in the national news, is installing the first ever visual network of viral safety with an initiative called Visualizing Hope, showing America how to reopen safely by going on offense against the virus. So every school, every nursing home, the hospital, an elder care day center, doctors and dental office, a pharmacy, the county jail, the police station, the county courthouse, the city hall, a church, a large grocery store, a bus station, a bank, a large convenience store, retail restaurants, Dollar General, Dairy Queen, a funeral home, and more have place these viral safety index sensors in their facilities. And what this, the viral safety index is a color-based visualization of viral risk inside buildings where COVID-19 spreads. So when absolute humidity is 10 or higher, the viral safety index turns green, signifying lower risk of COVID-19 mask spread. the sensors broadcast real-time viral safety information to the cloud for all to see for free on their smartphones. So imagine this. This is where hope lies. Imagine mothers checking their smartphones before they put their kids on the school bus in the morning to make sure the air inside the kid's school is green, is safe. Mothers are the key. It's a grassroots movement that will spring up, I believe, all over the country, starting in Roma. And you can put mothers up against political corruption and disinformation and fear, and the mothers will win every time. You cannot interrupt that incorruptible bond between mothers and children.
How soon till it, let's say this theory works, which I don't doubt that it might.
Oh, it's not a theory. It isn't a theory.
No. But
it's working right now. Yeah.
You know, because a lot of what you say anecdotally makes a lot of sense to me. We see this in certain countries that are poor, highly humid countries doing fine. Even India, with 1.1 billion people, even though they've had some bad spread and is very impoverished, has done a lot better than we have. And, you know, some of it's due to government blame, some of it's not due to government blame. Who knows? But I know that a lot of these governments
have done better
than we have. Yes.
You can see it.
So how do we fix that here? I mean, I live in the Midwest where we don't have a lot of humidity this time of year. But again, you know, when it rains a lot, it's very humid. My allergies are less bad. When it doesn't rain, my allergies are bad. How do we improve this here?
No, it's first of all, this is not based upon an experiment. This is peer-reviewed science that's been around for decades, Scott. And if you go on the City of Roma website and click on COVID-19, you can see some of the research, and there's tons of it. There's tons of it. It's just that until August 3rd, when I created this innovation, the viral safety index, it was not possible to measure absolute humidity. So it's frequently the case that you can have danger staring you in the face, and if you don't know it about it, if you can't measure it, if there's no name for it, you don't see it. And so here's what we need to do. We need to go into a wartime footing, like we did with ventilators and PPE, to humidify every facility, just like the nursing homes did in Starr County. And it turns out that they were all safer. They have been safer all along because they've been following ASHRAE guidelines. And there are many places like DFW Airport and Love Field Airport and the Elegant North Park Mall that have been doing this for a long time. Same with the Houston Methodist Healthcare System, very prestigious system. They've been doing it. And so in many places, you just have to know about this. You don't have to spend a dime. You just have to change your dials, your settings on your HVAC. So people can get in touch with me. I'm helping communities, businesses, hospitals, to make this transition. It's simple, it's inexpensive and fast. You just have to see it. And once you see it, there are basically two things. You have to keep absolute humidity 10 or above round the clock, which in relative humidity terms, the closest approximation would be to keep your relative in the 55 to 60 range, ideally closer to 60, around 58. You don't get black mold. And the other thing that is critically, critically life and death important is you need to start supplementing with vitamin D today. If you're not taking vitamin D and you're an adult, you should start with 4,000 units. That's not giving medical advice. That's all over the medical literature. It's safe. And get tested like right away. If you can buy a test on Amazon for $69, they'll overnight at Prime for free. You need to be like the humidity in the 50 to 60 range. If you are low on vitamin D,
so let me ask you a question. We've just got another minute left because we've got to get another recording. So I want to ask you a question. Should my parents get a humidifier right away? Should we get a humidifier right away for our house?
Yes, absolutely. Just go on my LinkedIn site or people can contact me at jeff@jeffguskey.com. I'm sorry, it's jeff@jeffguskey.com.
So let me ask a question.
Yes.
So just very quickly, So
yes,
add humidifiers to the house, take your vitamin D, and hope this just becomes a national movement quickly.
Yes, that's basically it. And try and do what Roma, Texas is doing to create a visual network of viral safety that the citizens of your community can see for free, and then they will feel hope. It's called Visualizing Hope, Reopening America by going on offense against the virus.
Thank you,
Dr.
Guskey.
Thank you for having me on. Okay, it's an honor.